Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get 2 snack wraps, plus fries, and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
It's EV News briefly for Sunday, 11th of December. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Tesla hopes their China boss has what it takes to do the business at Gigafactory Texas and in Berlin as well. Their Tesla China president, who oversaw that amazing build-out of Shanghai, a year to the day it was, from December 18 to December 19, from groundbreaking to production, is being promoted. I saw lots of headlines earlier in the week, which is why I stayed away from this story. Like, he's the new Elon Musk. He's Tesla's new CEO. I gather it is a global CEO role, but very much I think this is taking his experience of, well, Giga Shanghai made over 100,000, or they delivered over 100,000 vehicles last month in November, using that experience to benefit Tesla around the world. The Model S Plaid and the Model X Plaid finally turning up in Europe. Hurrah! Not necessarily right-hand drive versions just yet, but hopefully they do. We're finally getting what it seems like everyone else has had for a really long time, but that's fantastic. The first one's turning up at the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium and then heading around Europe. In the US, all electric car registrations exceeded 600,000 already by the end of October. Now, I know we're in December, but the data takes a while to come together. That is up 60% on the same period from the previous year. Yes, I know we were coming out of COVID, but still, that's over a 5% BEV share in the US now. Now, look, plenty of markets around the world are 20, 30, 40, 50, 80, 90% in Norway, but still, that's amazing for the US, and I'm sure that is only going to go up further. Now, CATL have agreed to deliver 123 gigawatt hours of batteries to Honda in China. Now, if you presume an average pack size of 60 kilowatt hours, and that's actually pretty big for a small Chinese car from Honda, but that would be over 2 million vehicles worth of batteries, a real sign of intent from 2024 to the end of the decade. So, yeah, that's maybe 280,000 vehicles a year annualized. I'm sure there'll be, that won't be a straight line, there'll be a ramp going up towards 2030. Ford will market their EVs in Europe by trying to latch into American culture. They're going to use the slogan "Adventurous Spirit" to make us Europeans think about American freedom and outdoors and, I don't know, driving big vehicles and things like that. So that's going to be how they market their EVs over here. Well, we'll see how that goes. Sono Motors, the makers of the little Scion, well, I say makers, they haven't made it yet. They're still asking for their customers to give them a little bit more money to get them through to production. They say, if you can help us out with some cash, it'll help us get to where we want to go. Hyundai and obviously Kia and Genesis, the bits of that company, are upgrading the EGMP platform, specifically a silicon carbide inverter unit. But anyway, this works on the front axle to kind of bring it more up to spec with what they were doing on the rear axle on the four-wheel drive vehicles. So Doesn't look like it'll be a change for the rear-wheel drive cars, but for the all-wheel drive cars, more range and faster charging as well. GM says they want a more resilient supply chain so that they don't ever have with EV batteries what they got with semiconductors. The 2024 Corvette C8, the E-Ray. The configurator went online briefly and taken offline again, but not before somebody screenshotted it. This looks like it'll be an electric motor on the front axle. Of course, petrol power at the rear on the new Corvette. That'd be, 500 horsepower, absolutely beast mode. And VW teasing the new ID3. Now, we'll see all of it hopefully early in the new year. They're going to put a bigger Tesla-style screen in, a 30-centimeter, 12-inch screen up front, making that bigger. I think the buttons are coming back on the steering wheel. There's going to be a new center console, new cup holders, and they say plug and charge coming as well, which is great, but really that should be on vehicles already. But still, good news, they're making those cars better all the time. And with new software, a new EV route planner, and swarm data. Sounds intriguing. We should find out more soon. And that's briefly.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.